This is Isaiah Battle, wide receiver for Texas State, and you're listening to Texas State Football on KTSW.
All right, once again, I want to thank you for tuning in to the Monday edition of Bobcat Radio. Again, like we said before we went to break, it's important to note that the USA is not out of it whatsoever. A win or a tie versus Germany, and we're going on. And again, if you watched the Ghana game, USA looked a little disorganized, it looked a little sluggish, it looked a little tired, and again, Ghana is a big-time attacking team. This game, I thought we played outstanding. You know, there were some bonehead mistakes, there were some things that they can adjust, but you could tell it was leaps and bounds better from that first game. I'm very confident going in against Germany. I think old Jurgen Klinsmann's got their number. He's going to have USA. He's been making a lot of great moves, subbing in Wando when he needs to. I expect a win out of this one, not just a tie. Today we've got Austria versus Spain, the Netherlands versus Chile, Croatia versus Mexico, and Cameroon versus Brazil. I'm kind of excited about the Croatia-Mexico game. I want to see Mexico get back in there and see what they can do again. So once again, if you've got any thoughts on the World Cup, hit us up with a hashtag Bobcat Radio or a hashtag Monday Mojo. But we're going to jump back into the College World Series. Caleb's got a little update for us.
On the College World Series?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Yes, I do. Vanderbilt and Virginia are going to be the teams here in the final. I mean, Texas was very close to getting in the championship game, just losing on a walk-off infield single, just a terrible way to lose. But Augie Garrido, again, just a fantastic coach there for the Longhorns, and another good season. It would be heartbreaking to not see him at least get a contract extension offered to him from the University of Texas. I think that he's got at least one more year left in that contract, but just one of those guys that I think under the Mac Brown radar just doesn't get enough of the praise that he really deserves for leading that squad.
Yeah, we talked about the NBA a little bit earlier as well, and I missed one of the biggest announcements whatsoever. Caleb's looking at me like I'm dumb, and I am. That's totally true. Caleb, you want to hit up with this big announcement that we've got?
You're getting old.
Yeah, he is. Exactly. Clear your calendars, guys. This Thursday, June 26th, from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m., we will be having a special Bobcat Radio edition of the NBA Draft. We're titling, I guess, the NBA Draft Special. But, yeah, we'll be out at Bobcat Nation 700 North LBJ, which is at the corner of North LBJ and Sesame. We'll be doing it live there. So join us on the airwaves and listen to all that and just be a part of it. We'll be announcing the draft picks as they come in, pick by pick. So it'll be a lot of fun. Join us.
Definitely, definitely. Looking forward to that. Want to see who the Spurs take, who the Rockets take, who goes number one overall. We had Joe Embiid with that injury. Now he's probably going to fall straight out of the first round. Anything else that's on your minds, guys, that you might have saw through the headlines of the news that you wanted to jump on and talk about? I've got a couple then. Michelle Wee, the name we've heard, the young lady in golf who has been around for a long time. She finally got her first major win in the 2014 U.S. Women's Open. Want to give her a big congratulations for getting a win under her belt. Sticking with golf a little bit, Kevin Streelman set a PGA Tour record with 7 birdies in a row to win the Travelers Championship. 7 birdies. I can't even get one birdie if I go play putt-putt golf. It's hard. It's so hard.
Yeah, I definitely cannot putt worth anything. So props to him for sure.
Also, Padres GM Josh Burns has been fired. Adios. Kind of saw that one coming. Team's not doing quite all that well. The interesting thing I saw, though, is they're looking at bringing back Kevin Towers, the Arizona GM, who was actually with the Padres before, and they let go to bring in this Josh Burns. So I'm not really feeling this. Do we let him go too soon? Do we just kind of want to bring it back to what he was doing?
It doesn't make sense to me to bring back something that you've already been doing. There's a reason that most managers don't come back to these organizations that they've already managed at, and it's just that it didn't work. To me, I would rather see the Padres come in and grab a young guy and see what he can do. I'm obviously a big fan of John Daniels, and I think he's the greatest GM that baseball has seen in a long time. But that's just me. So, like I said, I don't see the move with Kevin Towers helping the Padres out. It's an organization that hasn't been good for quite a while now. So
definitely, definitely. In football news, Kyle Orton, we talked about it a little bit in some previous shows, backup quarterback for the Cowboys, has stated he wants to retire. He doesn't want to play anymore. I'm good. I'm going to hit the road. Go spend some time with my family. It's great. And the Cowboys say, why don't you come on and play for us this season? If not, we're going to be asking for a little bit of that money back. And by little bit, I mean $3 million of his $5 million signing bonus. Are they forcing him to play? I mean, does it feel like that? Or do you feel like if you're not going to play, you need to give some back of that, give back some of that money that we gave you to play football?
Well, I feel like they feel a little cheated. You know, of course, they're always having salary cap issues, and they feel like, you know, oh, hey, I need, you know, if you're not going to play, then we're not going to pay you because he hasn't earned it. But I don't think he's going to play. I mean, they already signed a backup in Braden, and I think that maybe he forks over a little bit of money and they let him keep some because he earned it. You know, he's had a good career, even going all the way back when he was in Purdue. He was a good quarterback, good backup player. I think it's probably a good thing for him to retire. And I wish him the best in his retirement, and I hope it's a good one.
All right, well, as we wrap up the show today, Caleb, got a little game for us that we're thinking about playing?
Yeah, we're going to try something out a little bit new while we have a little bit of time left here. And I don't know, maybe we can call it just hashtag. And basically, I texted these guys throughout the week, and I said, you know what, it'd be cool if we could come here to Bobcat Radio and let's do a little game and let's get the listeners involved as well and get them to voting and stuff. So we each came up with a hashtag that we thought best described this weekend or some upcoming things here. So I guess I'll start it off with the first water break ever in World Cup history. My hashtag this week was hashtag where are the orange slices. So if you like mine, feel free to vote, and we'll send it to Jason now for his.
Nice. Like I said, I've been really getting into the World Cup. I love watching it. It's my first year getting into soccer, and all my friends have already been watching it for, you know, years and years and years, and they're going out and they're watching it at places, having get-together parties, and I'm just kind of sitting at home like, guys, I'm good. I'm going to watch it on my screen right here. So my hashtag is going to be hashtag too old to party.
Yeah, you definitely are too old to party. But when I got up this morning, I was definitely on the struggle bus because it's so humid outside. It just makes you tired walking upstairs to Old Main. But, you know, especially with the heartbreak of, you know, not necessarily losing but not winning against Portugal and the fact that it's Monday, I definitely wanted just to throw just a random thought, just throw out a hashtag, the struggle is Monday. Definitely think if anybody struggling out there, hit us up on Twitter. Definitely, that would be ideal because sometimes everybody has a little struggle.
Definitely. Well, once again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for joining us right here on the Monday edition of Bobcat Radio. Again, if you've got any questions, comments, concerns, you can hashtag us at Bobcat Radio. You can hashtag us at Monday Mojo. Thank you. He's not even paying attention. I'm trying to do it for him, and he's not even paying attention.
Monday Mojo.
Yeah, whatsoever. You can also check out our blog on the ktsw.txstate.edu. There are stories up that go on there, not only about sports, but just news around the San Marcos area whatsoever. You can catch replays of the show if you missed a segment of it, if you came in a little bit late. Just go check it out. There's a lot of good content on there. Again, not only about Texas State sports, but just general goings-on around the San Marcos area and in Texas State news. Once again, I am Jason Harris, your host for the day. I want to thank Caleb and Colin for joining us. We'll be right back here on Monday from the top of Old Main for another Monday edition of Bobcat Radio. Thanks for joining us, guys.